Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and what you're hearing is the sounds of the celebration of Iowa Flag Day in front of the Knoxville Public Library in the Dixie Gephardt House Saturday morning, March 29th. Joining me now is Representative Greg Hartzell, here to help celebrate and commemorate the occasion.
Yes, we're here to celebrate Iowa Flag Day. 93 years ago, the Iowa General Assembly adopted the banner that we now have as the official flag of the state of Iowa. And as everyone knows, Knoxville is the birthplace of the Iowa flag. And we're here not only to celebrate that, but also to honor the memory of Dixie Cornell Gephardt, who was the designer of our Iowa flag and Knoxville native. A few weeks ago, the governor did sign a proclamation recognizing today as Iowa Flag Day. Earlier this week in the House of Representatives, I submitted a resolution and it was passed unanimously to recognize not only Iowa Flag Day, but also recognize Knoxville as the birthplace of the Iowa flag and recognize March 23rd through today, March 29th, as Dixie Cornell Gephardt Week.
And we've got a really good turnout here today, it looks like, and it's just a beautiful day for it, isn't it? We couldn't ask for better spring weather.
I mean, especially the last couple of days, it's been kind of rainy and gloomy, but the weather's perfect. It's still got a little bit of a chill in the air, but it's a nice spring day for this celebration.
And so after today, what's up for you in the next week or so?
The next week or so, we're starting to wind down in the legislature. We're starting to get into some of our budget bills. We passed the judiciary budget this past week. We'll probably be looking at the ag and natural resources budget in the upcoming week, along with probably the health and human services budget. So both the House, the Senate, and the governor's office have agreed with the budgeting target number of $6.9 billion, and each of the budget chairs have got their targets to work from, and so now they're just ironing out the details, and so we're going to be slowly passing those one by one, but that's pretty much it. A lot of the policy stuff has been dealt with. We have a few bills that are bouncing back and forth between the House and the Senate, kind of, again, ironing out the finer points in the respective bills, but it should be winding down. I fully expect us to be adjourning before April 22nd, which is our 100-day allotment for this session. There are a few things that could cause us to go all the way up to April 22nd, but at this point, it looks like things are really starting to wind down.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you can think of that you'd like folks to know about this day? Or
By the time this airs in next week, we'll be having our last round of town hall meetings. 9 a.m. on Friday, I'll be at the Pleasantville City Hall for a town hall meeting. Around lunchtime, I'll be at the Melcher Dallas Senior Center. And then at Knoxville, since it's the first Friday of the month, we'll be at Tasso Steakhouse for that town hall meeting.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
Yep, thank you, Karen.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It as well.
Order. We will now honor the fallen and color of the Iowa flag. Prepare to fire along in three rounds. And ready.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville from downtown Knoxville on Iowa Flag Day. Thanks to our guest, Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.